Power, power, it's the one. Power, power, it's the who. Power, power, yeah, yeah. Black, Hispanics, and natives. Power, power, it's the one. Power, power, it's the who. Power, power, yeah. It's every Saturday morning, you need to be tuning in. Wake up, get crushed out your eyes, we about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our oppression, we answer the questions like how do we get out this low estate. We let the script prophesy, we bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you, precept upon precept. Line upon line, the script say with the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power, it's the one. Power, power, it's the who. Power, power, yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and natives. Power, power, it's the one. Power, power, it's the who. Power, power, yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and natives. Power, power, it's the one. Power, power, it's the who. Power, power, yeah, yeah.
Black, Hispanic, and Native. Power, power, it's the one. Power, power, yeah, yeah. Black, Hispanic, and Native. Shabbat Shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour, Native, Latin, and Black Lost History and Biblical Topics. I am your host, Captain Aparium.
Hey, Shalom. I'm Officer Eleazar.
Shalom, I'm Soldier Zerubbabel.
All right, welcome. Welcome, everybody. If you're a first-timer here, welcome. If you're watching this on the replay for the first time, welcome. All right, happy Sabbath to everyone. Hope everyone had as best of a week as we possibly could have in this captivity. And a lot of stuff going on in the world. It's just not going to stop. It'll get a little less, but it's going to pick up again, all right, because that's what the scripture says, like a woman in travail, right, like woman when she has contractions. All right, so that being said, this is still a continuation of everything we've been going over on the Wednesday Power Hour. This is still a continuation from what I went over on the Power Hour two Sabbaths ago. And so we're going to just basically keep moving forward because Esau just keeps revealing themselves, all right, as it says in 2 Thessalonians needs to happen, right? That son of perdition needs to be revealed, okay? So with that being said, the title of today's show is Crafty Counsel, the American Way of Doing Business. And I titled it that way because America, Esau, okay, they are very, very crafty in everything they do. That's why I laugh hysterically when, you know, people talk about overthrowing the government. So you're not going to overthrow this man. This man is 10 steps ahead of everybody. Okay? He's 10 steps ahead of everybody. So you have to go ahead and understand the man that we're dealing with. Okay? The man that we're dealing with. All right, even the Most High God, well, obviously created him. And I say even, not because Most High God can't do whatever he wants, because he can. He created them, right? But he even says in the scriptures, I will not meet you like a man. All right, it's going to be so devastating the way the Most High pleads for us, meaning takes vengeance for us, as it says in the scriptures. Remember, notice I said the Most High, not us here in IUIC, not us in this carnal state. That has to be a spiritual thing, because y'all going to see. Okay, as the show evolves today and as topics evolve around what's going on, you know, in the world, that this man, he's at a level, and the Most High put him there. Okay, and this is why they pomp. This is why they feel they're like God. This is why they feel that the Most High is working with them. All right. They have a delusion. Most High has put a delusion on them to feel that way. All right. Just like he put a delusion on Pharaoh. I was talking with Captain Joshua. Was it Captain? No, I was talking with Zacchaeus. I'm sorry. I think it was Zacchaeus. Yeah, it was Zacchaeus the other day. How you got to look at the history of before the Most High allowed us to leave Egypt through our forefather Moses. All right. Remember, Moses went there and Pharaoh was like, nah, y'all can't go. Okay. Then he hit him with a plague. He hit him with a plague, right?
That's right!
He said he was getting ready to let them go, and then the scripture says he hardened his heart again. So you have to understand something. Power of the Most High God, he can instantly change your mind, okay, on what to do, you know, on what to do. He can easily change your mind on what to do, all right? You may think you're doing something, all right, and another, because Pharaoh thought he was going to let us go, right? He thought he was going to let us go, and then at the last minute, he was like, nah, you ain't going to go. But then when you read Romans 9, you see that the reason why the Most High allowed that, kept messing with Pharaoh's spirit, all right, was so that he can prove that he is the Almighty God. Same thing he's doing with Esau, okay, the Caucasian man and woman. All right, the same exact thing, and you read that in the scriptures. So let's go ahead. Let's start out with Job 9:24. All right, we're going to go quick here. All right, we've got about 40 minutes, all right, because we have Bishop Kanai's class coming up at the top of the hour.
This is the book of Job, chapter 9, verse 24. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked.
The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. Now, I've been going over this particular scripture for the last few weeks, but it's very, very important because, again, like I said, we have first-time viewers, all right? And we have some people that are still new that have been watching for a while, but they still can't wrap their head around certain scriptures, in particular this one, okay? And again, just a quick shout out to all the support, all our viewers that are on every show, every Power Hour show. We thank you. All right. We cannot do it without y'all. All right. Keep supporting us. Keep liking. Keep sharing. Keep commenting. All right. One thing I wanted to mention. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this, just to show you how true what it is we're talking about is. So unfortunately, on this past Wednesday, on the Power Hour Wednesday edition, we had to do a replay broadcast. And the reason being was because Esau shut us down on YouTube. All right, now, we were able to get it back up. They never gave any explanation as to why. All right, but just to let you know the powers that we're dealing with. So, again, something as simple as that they could just stop us from a platform. They ain't going to stop us teaching this truth. We're still going to go in the highways and the byways, all right, and teach the truth. And, of course, we think a lot of steps ahead as well here in our U.S. So we have other mediums that we're going to be bringing out this word and waking up our people, because all they're trying to do is prolong the inevitable.
Right.
All right? You know, Isaiah, I'm not going to go into for time's sake. Isaiah 46 and 10 already says, man, declaring the end from the beginning. Most I already know how this show is going to end, how this movie is going to end, how this whole plan is going to end.
Right.
All right, so we ain't concerned with that. We're just going to keep it moving. All right? We're going to dust ourselves off, keep it moving, and keep putting out this word. So to all our enemies out there that think y'all doing something, nah, y'all ain't greater than the Most High. All right, so that's the reason why we weren't on Wednesday. All right, but all praises, we're on today, and we'll see how this goes, right? So this is why it's important that y'all catch us live, because y'all may not be able to see the replay. All right, they may take it down. All right, I know Facebook's been flagging my account saying that I'm spamming stuff. I'm not spamming stuff, right, man. I'm sharing. There's a share button there.
They say you're telling too much truth.
Right. There's a share button there. That means you allowing me and everyone else to share. Well, you don't like what I'm sharing? Well, that's another problem.
Yeah. Right.
All right? That's another problem. All right? But I'm just sharing. I ain't trying to spam nothing.
Right.
The hell? I ain't got time for that, man. I go out there. I look at what I'm going to post. Boom, 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 and I'm out. Right. You know? So it is what it is, man. So read the top again.
Job chapter 9, verse 24.
Freedom!
The earth is given into the hand of the wicked.
So I bring this out, and I just want to focus on that part right now. That's what we're going to focus on that scripture. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. Who runs the earth? Who is called the leader of the free world? That's the president of the United States of America. Okay? They call America the leader, the president of the leader of the free world. They call them the police of the world, right? And under that guise, that they are the police. Okay, first of all, they don't need the police nothing.
Right.
All right, stay your ass home. Okay, worry about your people living in your country. Okay, forget about everybody else. But we know that that's just how they roll. Right? That's how they roll. So it says the earth is given into the hands of the wicked. All right. So again, we may have some new time here. I said some profound statements. Right. I said that's America. That's the president's called leader of the free world. What that's saying there, that the Most High has allowed Esau, the Caucasian man, right now, to be in charge of the whole world right now. That's why 2nd Ezra 6, not going to go to it now. It says Esau is the end of the world and Jacob is the beginning of it that follow. Right now, this is his world. This is his world. Okay? And then once the black Messiah returns and gives us our salvation, okay, that's when we're going to go back to ruling the world and the universe, okay, and be put back in our rightful place of rulership. So it says, read it again.
The earth is given into the hand of the wicked.
All right, so let me qualify that because I said a mouthful. All right, give me Malachi 1 and 4.
The book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse 4. Freedom! Whereas, Edom saith, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places.
All right, so now Edom there is talking. That's the biblical name, one of the biblical names for the Caucasian man and woman. Edom, Esau, Idumea, okay, Satan, the dragon. There's a lot of names that it has. A lot of names that it has, okay?
Go ahead.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down.
Okay, so that was known as the Dark Ages, okay? We went ahead and in 193 A.D., this is just a little quicker review history, Septimius Severus, an Israelite man, all right, overthrew the Romans, and we ruled from 193 A.D. up until 1453 A.D., which is where the Most High God is saying here that they will build, but he will throw down, all right? They rebuilt, we were reborn in 1453 under the during the Renaissance period. Renaissance means rebirth. Go ahead.
And they shall call them the border of wickedness.
They are the border of wickedness. Job 9:24, real quick.
The book of Job, chapter 9, verse 24. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked.
Go ahead.
And they shall call them the border of wickedness.
All right, so there you go. Boom. I'm not going to belabor the point on that. All right, they're the wicked. That's it. Plain and simple. There's plenty of scripture to talk about it. All right? So now, from there, I want to go to, hold on, there was somewhere else I want to go. I know I told you to go somewhere. So from there, let's just go to the video. So I want you to understand, oh, Psalm 83. Give me Psalm 83. That's what I wanted. Let me ask you. Give me Psalm 83. And we're going to start at, give me a second, let me get there with you. Let me get there with you. Okay, I got a lot of info, so I'm trying to go a little quick here. So bear with me. Bear with me. Okay. Yeah, let's start. Let's just go ahead and start at 1.
The book of
actually, you know what?
Verse 2.
Hold on. I want you to start at Psalms 82. And let's start at 5.
The book of Psalms, chapter 82, verse 5. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk out, they walk on in darkness.
All right, that's talking about us. We're walking in darkness right now. All right, those that aren't illuminated, okay, and educated and edified on the fact that the blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans are the true Israelites. We're God's chosen. We're the true Jews the Bible speaks of. And that the Bible is a history book. Whose history? Our history. It's all about us, all right? From Genesis all the way to Revelation, all right? So it says, but right now, and this is why it's important that you like, share, comment, spread these videos, all the videos, this show, all the shows we have in IUIC, because we're waking our people up from that darkness, all right? So read it again.
They know not, neither will they understand.
They ain't going to understand until the prophets come out and show them. Because many people that I've come across through in this walk, in my years in this walk, have said, I know that Bible inside and out, yet they don't have a beard, they're wearing pants, they're not doing commandment one, still eating pork chops, all right, and not doing commandment number one. All right, so you don't understand it, okay? And they believe that God loves everybody and that the Bible is for everybody, okay? Everybody's in it, but the Bible ain't for everybody, okay? Go ahead.
They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course.
All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Nothing is right now. Things are crazy, and they're getting crazier because we're nearing the end. I don't know. The end could be 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Could be tomorrow. We don't know. Only the Most High knows. Not even Christ said he knew. Matthew 24:36. Only the Father knows. Not even the angels know. But I tell you what. Don't play games. Y'all better prepare yourselves, man, because things are setting off quick, and fast, and a lot. And y'all ain't seen nothing. We've been saying this for the longest. Are we not on this show saying, be ready. Right. This is just beginning.
Yeah.
It's going to start. The heat's going to be coming up, and the heat is coming, man. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, keep your ear to the ground. And one of the best ways y'all can keep your ear to the ground is watching our shows and IUIC. But we do diligent research. We do extensive research. We look for, we bring out facts based on what's going on out there. We vet the information that we get before we bring it out.
Right.
Okay. To the best of our ability, right? To the best of our ability. And more importantly, we cross-reference it with scriptures. We show you that this is all prophecy in the Bible happening right before your eyes. It's going to get worse, brothers and sisters. Y'all ain't seen nothing. It's picking up to another level now. I'm telling y'all, man, I'm going to leave it at that, man. Just understand, okay? And you're going to understand, hopefully, at the end of the show, how it's tying in and why I'm saying what I'm saying. All right? Read the bottom part again.
They walk on in darkness, and all the foundations of the earth are out of course.
Nothing's the way it's supposed to be. Everything is jacked up. Why? Because the Caucasian man is in rulership right now.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That's why. All right? But more importantly, the Caucasian man is in rulership. We can never forget that. I know some of y'all like to hear, yeah, white man, all that, the devil. They're like, nah, man, that's not, we don't say that stuff just to say it. There's no edification in that.
Right.
We say it to wake you up because life is about us. Mm-hmm. Everything in this world is about us, you blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans who are the Israelites. We say that because the reason why the Most High allowed them to be where they're at is because we refuse to follow his law, statutes, and commandments.
Right.
We can never, ever forget that.
No, it's crazy, Cap. Let's not think that it's fire under their butts. It's fire
right.
under our
right.
butts. We need to hurry up.
Right.
Make haste. Delay
right.
not.
Right. Listen, they irrelevant.
Right.
Okay? They irrelevant as far as what our job is. Mm-hmm. Okay? Their job was to try to stop us from learning who we really were. We're going to read that right here. All right. That was part of their crafty counsel, right? That's the way the American, what was the title that I said, man? Doing business the American way.
American
through
way.
Crafty counsel. That's how they still stay in business. That's how they still stay in rulership. But at the end of the day, the Most High is the puppet master that has allowed that mm-hmm. because we refuse to follow his law, statutes, and commandments. So my point is this. As much as they have tried to keep this truth buried through their crafty counsel that we're going to read in Psalms 83, the Most High just goes to show you his divine intervention here, right? Because for many years, hundreds of years, we didn't know who we were, right? And we were not allowed to know who we were, right? By not allowing us to read, by teaching, right? And them not allowing us to read meant that they could interpret the Bible their way, right? They could say whatever the heck they wanted out of the Bible, the most powerful book in the world. Right? But just to show you that the Most High got his hand in this, he still let his elect wake up.
Right.
And learn this truth so that we can come out today and every day until the end and teach and wake y'all up. So like the brother said, Officer Elias, I said, the fire's under y'all asses. Okay? Esau gonna get fire. But once he gets his fire, that's done. All right? The fire is under us to get our souls right, because guess what? You don't want to be in that two-third that's going to get the same fire that Esau and the other nations are going to get.
Right.
All right? You want to be in that one-third. At least make it to AAA, because one-third is the AAA. All right? Kingdom is the major leagues. You may not make it out to AAA.
Right.
Right? Because we got to go to the wilderness first for 40 years. That's AAA. Using a baseball reference. Our goal is to make it to the majors.
That's it.
And retire from there. Stay there.
Right.
Forever and ever.
Right.
With everlasting salvation. All right, so it says the earth is out of course. Go ahead. 83 and 1.
The book of Psalms, chapter 83, verse 1. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace. And be not still, O God.
So David's like, hey, Lord, this is what we need to pray every day. This is what we need to pray for every day, every single one of us. Lord, keep your promise. I know you're going to keep your promise, but please keep your promise. Keep not silent. All right? Why was David saying that? Go ahead.
For, lo, thine enemies make a tumult.
Uh-huh.
And they that hate thee have lifted up the head.
They may use the Bible, these other nations. They may call themselves Christians, but they hate the Most High God.
Right.
That's just a way for them to feel motivated, because Christianity, all it is motivational speaking. Mm-hmm. All that is, man, is a motivational a conference that you have every week.
Right.
That's all that is. It's just a motivational conference that you get to watch for free. And it's free because it's just destroying your mind. No such thing as a free lunch, and if it is free, it ain't worth eating.
Right.
Right? Go ahead.
What the hell is this?
They have taken crafty counsel.
They have taken what?
They have taken crafty counsel.
Crafty counsel meaning that they got together all the nations. We're going to read who all the nations that have gotten together, all right, to consort against us, to consult against us, to go against us, to keep us from knowing our true nationality, but more importantly, to keep us from going back to our rightful place of rulership. Because when you read Bible history, when we were in charge, we had everybody in check, all right? They will. We had everybody in check.
Right.
All right. We're gonna be running things now. Okay. Go ahead.
They have
again. Not now. Again. Go ahead.
They have taken crafty counsel against thy people.
Thy people. Whose Lord? Thy people means his people. Whose people? The Lord's people. Who are the Lord's people? Blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans, who are the Israelites, the Jews that are in the Bible. Go ahead.
And consulted against thy hidden ones.
Thy hidden ones. Why? Because now is when we're knowing. Okay. Over the last couple of decades is when we started realizing again who we were. All right? The elders that came before started teaching our true nationality, our true heritage, started teaching us how we can get our lives better again, what it takes. Yes, we're going to go through trials, tribulations during the process, but we got to get ourselves right.
Right.
All right? We're an experiment, like Bishop Yawasab says, that was created in the laboratory of the Caucasian man and woman.
Right. That's right.
So we got to come back. All right? We got to rebuild ourselves. All right, go ahead.
They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation.
And this is why they cut us off from YouTube, why they cut us off from all different mediums, all right, because we're starting to come back as a nation. As a nation, go ahead.
That the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance.
Why? Why would they want that? If Israel, if the people that are Israel right now, and Israel are the true people of God, why would they say this?
Right.
And when you read down, they would, well, they're saying that about themselves, because Edom is them. Mm-hmm. The people living in Israel right now, they're Edomites.
Right.
Amalekites. So why would they say this here? Let's keep ourselves hidden. No, on the contrary, they make themselves very known.
Right. Right. You know what's crazy, Cap? Just even thinking about it. Like you said, they're taking us off of all social medias. But Islam can preach what they preach.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the Amalekites or these Jewish, they could preach cause what they preach. They preach that it's only for them.
Right.
But as soon as we saying, hey, we're the Israelites, oh, that's a lie.
Yep.
Click. Oh, yep. Oh, but it's okay to say, hey, being a gay is according to the
that's
Bible.
Crafty counsel.
That's crafty,
crafty counsel. Go ahead.
For they have consulted together with one consent.
With one consent. So every single nation, man. So you got East Indian friends, they hate you. You got Japanese, Chinese friends, they hate you. Okay, you're going to read all of that here. Caucasian men and women, they really hate you. Okay, as much as you may think they love you and you want to marry them, go ahead.
They are confederate against thee.
Confederate. Go ahead. They're all in one unit. One unit. Okay, they're all on the same mind, one spirit, one mind, one accord. Go ahead.
The tabernacles of Edom.
That's the first culprit. That's the first villain. We just read that they're the border of wickedness. Edom, that's the Caucasians, the biblical name for the Caucasians. Go ahead.
And the Ishmaelites.
The Arabs.
Of Moab.
The Chinese.
And the Hagarenes.
Those are the Egyptians.
Gabal.
Okay, Africans. Gabal, Africans.
And Ammon.
Okay, Ammon are the Japanese.
And Amalek.
Amalek, fake Jews, Edomites.
The Philistines.
Philistines, Africans.
With the inhabitants of Tyre.
All right, Tyre, Africans.
Ashur.
Assyrians.
Also is joined with them. They have hoping. And
they have helped.
They have helped the children of Lot, Selah.
The children of Lot. That's to going back to the children of Lot are Ammon and Moab. Okay? Those are the Chinese and Japanese. They descend from Lot and his two daughters. All right? That's a topic for another day. Plenty of classes on that. You don't need to be a topic for another day. Just search. Okay? So now from there, let's listen to this video. And listen closely to what this sister says. Listen, Claude. Oh, if you have children in the room, hold on. Children in the room, she uses some foul language, okay, in English and Spanish. All right, so si tienen hijos, okay, en los cuartos, sácalo del cuarto. Okay, si no quieren que ellos oigan esto. All right, lo que va a decirle esta hermana. All right, so listen very clear. Take the children out of the room if you don't want, because she does curse in this. All right, but there's points, salient points that she makes in this video. Go ahead.
Little black girls that look like me don't make it in my country. You know what's our end goal in my country being? What we call jinetera. You know what's a jinetera? A prostitute. Sexual tourism. That's what we're good for. Because the Europeans,
okay,
the Americans and the Canadians love going to Cuba and paying $50 to have a young girl with a big booty that look like me, giving them some company.
Giving them some company. That's Esau, she told me. European.
I must tell you the truth, because I live the truth, because I was one of those jineteras in Cuba. I have to sell my ass to feed my family. Okay? Let's say how it is. I had to sell my ass to feed my family. You know how old I was? 16, 17. We want to talk? Let's talk. That is pedophilia. So yes, I put myself and my body in the hands of pedophiles. You know why? Because I had to feed my family. Because I had to feed my family. Because we get paid $18, $18 a month.
Stop. Now understand, she's going to say some things, right? That again, the crafty council. Esau will have you think, oh, you see, look how bad Fidel Castro, the regime over there, like they like to call it, how the government over there is bad. But guess what? We've gone over this at length. If they wouldn't have an embargo on Cuba, right? Because guess what? Doesn't God love everybody? Mm-hmm. Right?
That's what they say.
That's what they say. That's what Christianity says, right? So they shouldn't be doing this, right?
Right.
Why are they doing? These are questions you got to ask yourself.
Right.
Why? Because we don't succumb to their way. And we're going to read in Revelation 17. Let's get through this real quick. Okay.
In one night with a tourist, I made 30, 45 to 50. If it was generous, I would get $60, $70. So I would make more than working. You want to talk? Let's talk. Black girl like me. And now I feel betrayed by the Black Lives Matter movement because you feel it's okay to defend the people that pushed me to do what I have to do.
Stop. So she mentioned Black Lives twice already in this thing. We already have gone over that, okay, at length in many classes from leadership, the men in leadership on down. All right. That is part of the crafty council also. 70% of the people in that movement are Caucasians.
Yep.
It's a fact. Look it up. All right. Everyone you saw on the videos were Edomites doing all that stuff and destruction. And then the ones that are leading it are lesbians.
Right. You know, it sounds familiar. It sounds like the Black Lives movement.
The Black what?
The Black Lives Matter movement. That's the same thing that's going on in Cuba. And it's like you said, it's mostly right. Caucasians.
Then, well, again, what is the purpose of that? Again, to keep our people divided, right, number exactly. One. To keep everyone confused. Let's not forget. The biblical name for America is Babylon,
right.
Land of confusion.
Right.
They confusing the most, they're trying to confuse the Most High's plan. Mm-hmm. But guess what? His elect are not going to allow that.
Right.
That's why we're teaching that. We're bringing them out. We're putting them on the land. All right? Go ahead.
You want to hashtag Fidel Castro. Hashtag Viva la Revolución. Fuck the revolution. Patria y vida. Cambio y libertad. That's what we need.
Stop. So she said what she needs. She said, what the hell with the what we need is freedom. Okay? But again, all right, I'm not sure how awoke she is. All right? It's kind of, she goes back and forth here, so she has me a little bit like undecided on where her head is at. But she says what they want is freedom. And you know why they don't have freedom? First and foremost, right? Because we refuse to follow the law, statutes, and commandments. That's why
right.
We're in this captivity, according to Deuteronomy 28, 15
right.
through 68, right? So we'll never take the blame off of ourselves. Right? Because we were never supposed to be in this situation.
Right.
But you know why we also don't have freedom? Because embargoes.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because before all of that, we've gone over it at the other Power Hour shows. When Bautista, the president, was everybody was living lovely over there.
Right.
Havana was the bomb.
Right.
They weren't lacking nothing. And guess what? Even now when we went over there, all right? Yeah, things are tough. Things are. But again, it's all because of Esau, because of America.
Right.
All right? Go ahead.
We are not yelling. The Cubans in the streets are not yelling we want food. We are not yelling we want medication.
Stop.
We are not.
She just said what the government, what the media here said the contrary. Did they not?
Right.
Yes, they did.
They need food. They're starving. They don't have any medication because your asses ain't allowing it to come in.
Right.
Because Russia's Cuba's ally. Russia will give them what? They don't let them come in.
Right.
That are their allies that will provide them with oil. That's why she's saying what she's saying. He just doesn't get the full point. Go ahead.
The Cubans in the streets are not yelling, we want food. We are not yelling, we want medication. We are not yelling, we want vaccines. You know what we're yelling? Libertad. Freedom. That's what we're yelling. And Black Lives Matter movement think so. Ven acá, chicos. So what's the difference? What makes us different? Just because we're Cubans? We're still black. Like I say, if I walk into a room and I shut my with my mouth closed, you don't know what the fuck I am.
She's right, because you see her like that, you do out the bat, she's Southern Kingdom.
Right.
Right? She's right. She made a point. That's the point. I've always made that point throughout the years, man. Y'all got to recognize, man. Y'all got to recognize, man. Go ahead.
So right now I feel misrepresented by the own people that was supposed to represent people like me with my color. I feel misrepresented by the same organization that was okay with taking the street and burning cities when a man got shot in the street. Now there is several men, boys as young as 13 years old that look just like me. Deep brown, melanated skin men being shot and kidnapped in the streets of my country, and you're not saying anything. When it was time for me to yell Black Lives Matter, I did so. When it was time for me to say...
All right. Remember what I read, what we read in Psalms 82?
Right.
Everything's out of course. Everything is crazy right now, and it's going to get worse, brothers and sisters. It's going to get worse.
And it's primarily happened to the Israelites. You really have to – everything that's coming out on the media, thing that happened to Haiti.
It ain't happening to anybody else like that. It's happening to the Israelites.
That's what, yeah, exactly.
That's it. Not even primarily. It is happening to the Israelites. Everybody else just – that's collateral damage, right, man. This world's about us, man. Life's about us, man. And it's plain and simple.
It's also crazy, too, Cap, that with what we do, it makes it more important because some of our people out there are looking for answers. And – Esau, with this crafty council, is putting out false information. So our job is to go out there and teach our people the truth according to the Bible.
Right. And again, that's why we take current events and we show you in the Bible the truth of what's really going on.
Right.
Like we're going to show you right now, because I've mentioned this on previous shows also. Mentioned it 2 weeks ago. Esau is called the police of the world, the leaders of the free world. Right? Leaders of the free world. They have their hands everywhere. I just read an article the other day that Gaddafi's son is trying to take Libya back.
Oh,
I said, oh, shit.
Yes, man. I read that. I seen
that. Saw that, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
You think he didn't know what went down?
Of course.
You speak to that man, he'll tell you what the reality of Esau and America. Okay?
That's crazy.
So whenever you try to unite, okay, especially us, because this is the biggest unification. Then the director of the FBI,
J. Edgar Hoover,
said that the biggest threat to America is black unity.
Right. And he's talking about black Hispanics in there.
Right, exactly. Of course he was. But again, that's part of the crafty council. They have to just leave it at black, right? Because they consider all of us black, regardless of how light we are. And guess what? Things like Black Lives Matter came about.
Exactly.
Because that doesn't create unity. That's not creating unity.
It's not.
How is creating unity burning down your own neighborhood? How's that creating unity? Where's the message in that? Taking down precepts. Where's the message in that?
Even in that in itself is crafty, because they're actually saying like homosexual Black Lives Matter.
Right. That's a blanket. It's a blanket type.
Right. And well, not just that. What she was just bringing out. She said, "What's Black Lives Matter for me?" So it's causing even separation in other countries.
That's my point.
Exactly.
It's all. But they think 10 steps. I opened up the show saying that the scripture said they're wiser than Daniel, and Daniel was mega wise.
Right.
They say that says it in the scriptures for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
They do a diligent search. Their inward thoughts are deep. The scripture says. The mere fact that they name lands after themselves is part of the crafty council. They name streets after themselves. You never going to forget who your master is.
Right.
Because you live on a street named after one of your masters.
Right. And you take pride in it.
And take pride in it. Yeah. I live in Crenshaw.
Yeah, Crenshaw. My last name is Jefferson.
I live in the South Bronx.
Right.
Bronx was an Edomite. They were called the Bronxes.
Right. Man.
Let's start at Revelation 17 and 1. Let's see what we're dealing with here. This evil man that the Bible calls Esau, Edom, the wicked, is and has done and will continue to do until the Most High God decides it's time to have his son return and give us and save us from this, those that are following the Lord's statutes and commandments. Go ahead.
The book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 1. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with him, saying unto
talk
me.
Talk with me.
And talked with me, saying unto me, come hither. I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore.
Stop. It says they're going to show John the Revelator. The angel said, I'm going to show you, John, the judgment of the whore. Go ahead.
That sitteth upon many waters.
The whore that sitteth upon many waters. We're going to continue to read. You're going to see that that whore is America. The waters are the lands that they sit on. Okay? They're on every coast, every land that is embodied by different channels of water. They are everywhere. And one of the reasons why we brought it out on the show, Cuba's going what they're going through in Cuba is because they can't get in there, but they're trying. And maybe they will, maybe they won't. Who knows? Okay? But they're trying. They need to get these strongholds. There was a general, forget his name right now. There's a YouTube video on it. He said that he was brought into a briefing, and they told him, I'm going to be quick on this, that there were six or seven countries, or five to seven countries that they were planning on overtaking over the next 10 years. Mm. And everyone that they've tried to take is on the list.
Damn.
All right? That's the whore.
I know what you're talking about.
Yep, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of his name right now, man. It's on the tip of my head. He's a retired general. All right? They are everywhere causing havoc. That's why the scripture says everything is out of course because they are in charge. There's the other scripture, and I need to get it right now, that when the righteous are in charge, okay, the world is happy. I'm paraphrasing. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Verse 2.
Now, read, I will show. Go ahead.
I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters.
That's America. Go ahead.
With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication.
Because you go ahead and you get down with them, you let them come and bring democracy, quote-unquote democracy, to your country, you're going to live deliciously. They got a blank check for you. A blank check. You're going to live. That's why it says here they have and have committed fornication. Go ahead.
And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
With the wine of her fornication, with the lies. With the lies. Wine is lies. Lies. Get that scripture real quick. We got to bring that out. Know what's that, right? Micah? Sure? Real quick. Quick. Y'all got it? You know what? Is Mike 4?
Shoot. Sorry, what did you ask for, Cap?
About wine. About being lies. I'm trying to go quick here, man, so. You know what's that? Oh,
yeah, I do. I'm just trying to get to the Michael.
Go ahead. You got it?
I believe this is Habakkuk.
Oh, is it Habakkuk? Habakkuk.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Sorry, man. I was off on the book. Gotta help us out. We're struggling, man. We ain't got time. Throw it out.
I was looking at. I was Googling.
Oh, you were looking for it too?
Yeah.
Damn, that's one of, you know, that's one of those what we call dusty scriptures. That hasn't been brought out in a while. They something will wind. They do a
verse 15.
Go ahead.
Oh no, that's not it. Let's
no.
See.
Wow.
My view.
Go quick here. Now that we looked through it already. I have it here. Somebody talk in the meantime. I'll get it.
Yeah, man, we just have to wake up.
It is Micah. It ain't Habakkuk. I was right.
Okay,
damn it. Okay, give me Habakkuk. Micah 2 and 11. The hell?
All right. Book of Micah, chapter 2, verse 11. If a man walking in the spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto thee of
wine. Read that right, man. Read that right. Come on, man. I'm going to read it. If a man walking in the spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto thee of wine. That's the lies. Wine. Let's go back.
The book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse
2.
with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
With the lies of her fornication. Okay, go ahead.
So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast.
Red, meaning Esau. Okay? Esau is red. Go ahead.
Full of names of blasphemy.
Esau means wasted away, is he, but red. That's a Edom. Edom means red. Okay? Go ahead. That's what I meant to say. Go ahead.
Full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in
that's
purple.
The EU, the ten common markets. Okay, go ahead.
And scarlet
NATO,
color.
Go ahead.
And decked with gold and precious stones and pearls.
Uh-huh.
Having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations.
Right, because everybody, think about it, man. People risk their lives to come to this country on makeshift rafts made out of cans, couple pieces of wood. Because they're told in other countries that this is the land of milk and honey. This is the land of opportunity. That's what it's talk about there. They offer you a golden cup in their hand, but with that gold comes abominations, comes sin, comes evil. Go ahead.
And filthiness of her fornication.
Uh-huh.
And upon her forehead was a name written.
Uh-huh.
Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, an abomination of the earth.
Okay, let's jump all the way down to 15.
Verse 15. And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest.
Okay, this is going to explain, okay, verse 17 and 1. All right, because remember I said that the waters is talking about is all the countries that they have a foothold in.
Right.
All right, that they spread so-called democracy in. Go ahead.
And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues.
That's talking about all the nations. That's where they sit. And one of the reasons why Cuba has been going through what they've been going through because they refuse to bend to America. They refuse. We've gone over it. Watch the previous power hours, the Wednesday ones, the Sabbath ones. Okay? Make sure y'all are watching and sharing these videos. I can't stress enough. There's going to come a time, and I believe maybe very soon, that we will be cut off from the main channels, and you only will have our other backup channels. Okay? So make no mistake about it, man. The heat is coming hard. Read, go ahead, keep reading.
Verse 16, and the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast.
The beast is America, go ahead.
These shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked.
But after all of that, the ones that live deliciously in fornication with wine and everything with America, prophecy says they're going to turn on them. They're going to turn on America. Go ahead.
And shall eat her flesh.
Uh-huh.
And burn her with fire.
With the thermonuclear destruction that's prophesied in Isaiah 66. All right. And a couple other chapters in Isaiah. Go ahead.
For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will.
We just mentioned this with Pharaoh. He's going to put in the other nations, the ones that are living lovely right now with America, he's going to put in their minds the spirit to destroy America. The tables are going to turn. He's going to use the same people. Because trust me, they live deliciously with America, but they hate America too.
Right.
They just understand they got to play the game. And they don't realize right now that at some point, and they may even think it. Pretty sure they do. Okay? Damn. If we can only overthrow America.
Right.
And the Most High is going to put it in their spirits and say, yes, you can. Sí podemos. Okay, go ahead.
For verse 17, for God hath put in their hearts.
Read 16 again. That's lovely. Go ahead.
Verse 16, and the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast.
All right, that's the EU. Okay, the European Union. All right, NATO. Go ahead.
These shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked.
It's gonna destroy her. Go ahead.
And shall eat her flesh.
Uh huh.
And burn her with fire.
Uh huh.
For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree, and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled.
Give me we got to get it real quick. Give me 2 Ezra 6. What does it mean by until the words of God be fulfilled? What is that scripture talking about? All right, it says that for God have put in their hearts, in their minds, to fulfill his will, they must have put in their spirits. I'm sorry. Yeah, 2 Ezra. To put in their spirits. To go with the plan right now that America has, to go with their plan. to live off of the fornication and the riches that they have. Okay, but all right, it says to fulfill His will, Isaiah 46:10. That goes back to, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast. How do they give their kingdom unto the beast? Yes, you can bring democracy into my land. That's how they give their kingdom unto. Yes, the American ways can come here in all its filth. That's why Cuba ain't trying to have that there. That's why Iran ain't trying to have that there. Okay? Syria ain't trying to have that there. Okay? So it says, unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. That's what we're doing now. We're fulfilling the words of God.
That's right!
The words of God are all in the Bible called repentance. What's going to be fulfilled? Revelation 7 is
right,
when it
right.
will be fulfilled. When 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel are sealed with this word and with this truth. That's what we're waking up. And here's the final point right here, 18.
Verse 18. And the woman which thou sawest is the great in the, is that great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth.
Do you need to know who reigns over the kings of the earth today? America. America. The Bible calls them the woman. The Bible calls them a whore that sits on many waters. You got anything?
Yeah, man. You
got 5 minutes.
Yeah, you got to understand the Most High is doing this thing for a reason. All right, go ahead and get that one for me in Hosea in their afflictions. This is why all our people are suffering the same things. All these countries are suffering the same things around the same time. Cuba, Haiti, you know what I mean? Mexico, they're all suffering the same thing around the same time. And you know, and it's not serendipity, all
right? Right, right. Yeah, kumbaya.
Kumbaya.
Right? Yeah. Hold the hands. Hands across America.
You really think America?
We are the world.
Right, right. You really think America's going to do this to all these countries and after that, like, hey, yeah, we're your friends? No, right now the heat is being turned on. Right now it's on the center. But that stove about to be turned on full blast, all right? But it's time for our people to wake up. Go ahead.
Say what you want.
Hosea chapter 4, verse 15. Okay. Chapter 5, verse 15.
The book of Hosea, chapter 5, verse 15.
Bring it out!
I will go and return to my place.
So the Most High said he's going to go and turn to his place. He's going to turn our back on us for a little bit. Go ahead.
Till they acknowledge their offense.
We have to acknowledge our sins. We have to acknowledge the offense that we caused to the Most High. We are offending the Most High right now. Read.
And seek my face.
And then we will seek his face. Go ahead.
In our afflictions,
we're going to seek his face. Right now, the sister's screaming out for Black Lives Matter. Nah, sis, the Israelites are coming for you. We're here for you. We're here to help you in the correct way to build you and your country up, our country, our nation up in the proper way. Really?
They will seek me early.
Lord's will, she will seek him early.
Mm-hmm.
Lord's will, she has internet to go on Instagram. She has internet to look us up on YouTube as well. So Lord's will, we have the Most High. The Most High will have that shown to her. All right, but that's all I have.
All right, all praises. You got anything real quick? A woman. All right, all praises, man. Pray that each and every one of you brothers and sisters were edified. Again, like, share, comment. All right, let's go ahead and get exposure to these videos, to this show, to all the shows that the men in IUIC, all the leaders in IUIC put out. Let's spread this, man. It doesn't take long, man. It doesn't take long. Just go ahead, like, share, and you're done. We got to get this out. If you receive value from these videos that we put out here in IUIC, share them. Share them. We need to go home. All right, the heat is turning up. We need our people aware of what's going on.
Correct.
All right? Enjoy the rest of your Sabbath. Shalom.
Shalom.
That's crazy what you brought out, Cap, because we got some Manessa that's living on a apartment complex.
Yeah.
And it's five females and one male, and I'm pretty sure they're hoes. They're still living in that.
Pretty damn tower. Sure, man.
They sitting there wearing like skimpy clothes. They're older females too, but
yeah, nah, they still got dude. That's all they freaking know, bro.
Yeah, I know, man.
That's what they know, man. I tell you, man. Y'all get ready, man. Hey, pray for
fame fast, bro. Most definitely. You go through too much shit for a young brother, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna talk to Nehemiah. I got something ain't right with y'all, man.
I'm
going through too much shit, bro. You know your life could have been taken.
No, most definitely. Yeah, that's very.
Did you understand?